The BBC presents Life with the Lions. When the Lyon family leased Colonel Warwick's house on Salisbury Plain for a few weeks, well, the last thing they'd expected was that this move would make them millionaires. Now, Beebe's always said that if she ever came into a fortune, she'd go crazy. Well, as for the rest of the family, they just stay that way. Anyway, the whole thing started last Tuesday afternoon when Richard was helping Barbara build a rockery in Colonel Warwick's back garden.
Barbara, where do you want this rock?
Let me see now.
Well, take your time. It only weighs about 30 pounds.
Oh, you can put it above that dark gray stone with the yellow streaks.
Thanks awfully.
Oh, well, I think the rockery's big enough now. We can start planting.
Okay, boss lady. What's first?
Oh, you can fill the pockets with that topsoil and rubble. Oh, and don't forget to put Pete in it.
Alas, poor Pete. I knew him well.
Well, that's beginning to look very nice.
Oh, why don't you help us, Daddy?
Why should I knock myself out making a rockery for Colonel Warwick when he isn't even speaking to me?
Well, that's the thanks you get for trying to break up his romance with that gold digger. He isn't speaking to me either.
Then why are you working for him?
This I am doing for the love of Pete.
He's doing it because I got rid of Jane Lockhart for him. Oh, Daddy, will you look in that little box next to you and see what's in it?
Of course, honey. Oh, they're plants.
I know that, but are they creeping Jenny or alpine poppies?
Well, I couldn't tell you what sex they are.
Honestly, you're worse than Richard. Here, let me see. Yes, these are alpine poppies.
Well, hand them over and I'll plant them.
Oh, no, I'll do it. You can plant the mouse-eared chickweed.
You mean those little white flowers?
No, that's cuckoo spit.
No kidding. Look like flowers to me.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I'll get Mother to help me.
Oh, I wouldn't count on that. She went to a local auction this morning.
Oh, great. That means more junk to throw away before we move into our new house.
Well, you're not throwing any of these things away. And look what I bought for you, Barbara. An old spinning bobbin with the original floss.
Oh, thanks, Mother. It's just what I wanted.
And Richard, I bought you a spoon warmer.
Now, that's what I call a useful present.
What have you got in that little suitcase, honey?
Oh, it's not a suitcase, dear. It's full of batteries and it's portable. And see this long handle?
Ma, what is it?
I have no idea, but it was only 10 shillings.
Now, wait a minute. Let me have a look at that. Well, what do you know?
What is it, Daddy?
It's an instrument for recording atomic radiation.
Gosh!
What?
Phoebe, where did you get this thing?
I told you at the sale.
Oh, yes. She probably picked it up at the Geiger counter.
And it probably belongs to the Army.
No, it doesn't. It belonged to a professor of
Ology?
Yeah, that's the one.
Ma, what in the world did you buy it for?
Well, it'll come in very handy if she ever goes prospecting for uranium.
Yeah. Well, I might. How do I do it?
Well, you just start walking around the world, and as soon as this little thing starts to click, you're in the money.
Mind if I leave now?
Well, how does it work, Daddy?
Well, you turn this switch on, then you hold the end of this tube out and start walking like this. And when it gets near uranium, the instrument begins to click. You know, I saw one of these things demonstrated in Canada when I was...
Pop! Listen, hey, it's clicking.
Quiet. It's coming from this rockery. Listen.
I can't believe it. Mother, do you know what this means?
Yes, you've got crickets in your rockery.
No, Ma, those rocks are radioactive.
Oh, how wonderful. And just when our old radio's broken down...
Honey, please.
Daddy, it seems to be those gray rocks with the yellow streaks.
Yes, and if there are all of these on top of the ground, there must be tons of them under the soil. Beebe, this little machine you bought is going to make us a fortune. Come here, honey. Give me a kiss.
Why, Ben, you haven't kissed me like that in 28 years.
Well, you haven't made me click like that in 28 years.
Say, Pop, you'll run the battery down. Turn the switch off.
Right. Now, listen, we mustn't tell a soul. It's a lucky thing Colonel Warwick's away on maneuvers today.
You said it. Nobody knows there's uranium here but the four of us.
You can make that five.
Well, what big ears you have, Grandma.
Aggie, isn't it wonderful? We're radioactive.
Honey, let me tell her. Aggie, you're standing over a uranium mine. We are going to be millionaires.
Well, I'm very... We?
Of course, you're in this too.
Now, wait a minute, Pop. Suppose Colonel Warwick won't sell the place.
Oh, I think he might. Higgins says he's been talking about going back to India to live. He's retiring this year.
Well, he'll probably want a lot of money for it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll form a company, let all of our friends in, then we'll set up a big plant here and start mining.
Oh, yeah, I know Florrie will want to come in. I'll go and call her right away.
And I'll take one of these rocks over to a geologist and have it analyzed.
Boy, after today, I'll never walk another step. I'll have cars for both feet.
Oh, Richard?
Yes, Daddy?
Oh, you'll do. I had the stone analyzed, and it's uranium, all right.
Say, that's great.
Oh, Daddy, I love you.
Who just came in?
I did.
Oh, hello, dear. I thought you were Florrie.
Well, thanks a lot.
Mother, Aunt Florrie should have been here an hour ago.
Oh, I know. I wonder what's holding her up.
Honey, if anything's holding Florrie up, it'll break.
Ben, that wasn't nice.
Mother, come on. Let's walk down the road. Maybe we'll see her.
All right, dear.
Pop, maybe I better hide that stone behind the sofa in case a stranger comes in.
Good idea.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, Aggie told me you two said I could bung a few bob in your uranium company, and I want to thank you.
Oh, forget it, Higgins.
Oh, it's a smashing idea. There's only one thing what bothers me, though, and that's the Colonel.
He bothers all of us.
Well, I mean, I think... kind of disloyal-like. You know, letting him sell the house without telling him about the uranium.
Oh, don't worry, Higgins. As soon as he signs the house over to us, I'm going to let him buy into the company.
Oh, that's marvelous. Here, listen, and make sure you keep his money sort of in trust, if you know what I mean, sir.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you. That's why I'm doing it this way. Remember, I met that little gold-digging friend of his.
Oh, yeah. If she got her hands on that lolly, she'd have the lot.
Oh, Higgins, did you settle everything with Mr. Lyon?
Yes, Aggie, everything. You are now looking at a future millionaire.
Don't you think you're being just a little premature?
Well, I don't see how we can fail with a uranium mine. There's only one thing I don't understand.
What's that, Aggie?
What's uranium?
What's uranium? Did you... Aggie, my girl, it's only used in all the atomic weapons and all them rockets to the moon and all that.
And it's used in hospitals, too. And atomic power runs factories and all sorts of things.
Sounds very useful.
Useful? Aggie, don't you know that next to gold, uranium's the most valuable metal in the world?
Don't be ridiculous. It's much more valuable than gold.
Pop, everything's based on the gold standard, so gold must be more important.
I know what I'm talking about. If there's anything bigger than uranium today, I'll eat my hat.
Amen.
Get my hat.
Daddy! Oh, Daddy, let us in. Look who's here.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, Aunt Florrie.
Oh, let me have your coat, Florrie.
Hi, Florrie.
Oh, Ben, you're the cleverest, sweetest, most adorable old man in the world.
Oh, thanks.
Ben, look at the beautiful flowers Florrie brought you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Florrie, my darling.
I must get my ears fixed.
Mrs. Wainwright, I'll go and make you a cup of tea. I'm sure you could do with one.
Thank you, Aggie.
Oh, I could do with a cup of tea myself.
Not a drop for you until you've finished washing those dishes. On the double now.
Blimey, you get more like a sergeant major every day.
You know, Ben, I still can't believe it's happened. I'm sure I'm dreaming. Imagine having a fortune out there in the garden. It looks as if we're going to make a few pennies.
A few pennies? Do you realize how much money we can get for uranium ore?
Uranium ore what?
Baby, please, be a good girl and don't talk. We want to get all the business straightened out as soon as possible.
Well, maybe Aunt Florrie wants to have tea first.
Oh, no, dear, I'm far too excited. Ever since I heard about your finding uranium, I haven't been able to think of anything else.
Me either. I just can't get those rocks out of my head.
Same here. I've got uranium in my cranium.
Barbara, that joke is strictly for the nuclear.
Now, Ben, let me get this straight. First, you're setting up your corporation, and we're all putting money in it.
That's right. Daddy's going to buy the house and grounds.
And after that, we'll all sit back and enjoy the profits.
Well, Florrie, you want to join the corporation?
I'm ready and willing.
I know, but do you want to join the corporation?
Well, of course I do, you silly old thing. I haven't exactly got a fortune to invest, but I've got a little bit tucked away.
And you've got quite a lot hanging over, too.
Ben Lyon, you're nothing but an adorable man.
I know. Now, look, we'll draw up the papers for the stockholders, and we'll wait for Colonel Warwick to get home.
I've given everybody their stock certificates.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Mr. Lyon, do you think we'll have enough money to pay for the house?
Oh, yes, Aggie, and if there isn't, we can always take out a mortgage.
Oh, watch it, Mr. Lyon. Here, the old man's back. I told him you had something to talk to him about, and he's on his way over from the barracks.
Well, does that mean he's friendly again?
Oh, yeah, but not with all of you. He's only coming on account of your wife.
Well, how nice.
The Marsha has got away with the colonel.
Oh, I wish I could get away with the dear man.
Glory, you haven't got a chance. He just became engaged to someone who's half your age.
Who's half my age?
Who isn't?
Only you. Darling.
Come along, Higgins. If the colonel sees us all in here, he'll get suspicious.
All right, I'll go back to the barracks.
Now, remember, everybody, not a word about what we found.
Don't worry, Pop. I'll act as if I knew absolutely nothing.
You won't have to act.
Thank you, my dear little sister.
As you were, everyone.
Oh, hello, Colonel.
Let me have your coat, sir.
Wait a minute, Pop. Let me dust it off first.
Oh, take this comfortable chair, Colonel.
And what can I do for you, you dear, sweet man?
Get off my lap.
Glory, for heaven's sakes, leave the colonel alone. We want him to enjoy himself.
Why are you all so solicitous about me all of a sudden?
Well, we want to bury the hatchet, colonel.
You ask me, when a man wants to bury the hatchet, he usually has an axe to grind.
Oh, no, colonel, that isn't true.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather talk through your wife. Mrs. Lyon?
At ease, colonel, to the right, chin up, slope arms, and as you were.
Oh, jolly good show. Now then, what can I do for you?
Well, it's about the house, sir. If you decide to sell it, sir, how much do you want for it, sir?
Well, Mrs. Lyon, if I sell, I want £8,000.
We'll buy it.
But, Lyon, you've just bought a house. Can't for the life of me see why you want this one.
How soon can we have it, Colonel?
No, don't rush me, Lyon. Really haven't made up my mind yet. I enjoy living in England. On the other hand, I like the idea of retiring in India.
Well, that's a pretty long trip to go to bed every night.
what do you mean?
That was a joke, Colonel.
Was it? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, very funny. I just got it. Is my journey really necessary?
I think it is. I mean, I'm sure Miss Jackson, your fiancé, would adore living in India.
Well, what woman wouldn't? The mysterious East, those fascinating bazaars, the Taj Mahal by moonlight.
All very romantic. But I'm afraid if I went back to India, I should find Berry Berry waiting for me.
Really? I made a film with his brother, Wallace Berry.
Yes, quite so.
Well, then, what do you say, Colonel? Shall I make out a check for the deposit?
Yes, you've all convinced me. The house is yours.
Marvelous.
Oh, thank you, Colonel Warwick. You're an angel.
Why, Miss Lyon, you kissed me.
Barbara, what are you trying to do, wreck the deal?
Here's your check, Colonel.
Thank you. I have the papers in my safe upstairs.
Oh, there's no hurry. Take your time. Why don't you drop in for cocktails in a half an hour? We can sign the papers then.
Half an hour? Well, I suppose there's no need to dilly-dally.
Good. I always like to get things tied up as soon as possible. You know, no loose ends.
Don't worry. I shall leave no stone unturned.
Neither shall we.
Well, I'm just getting back to barracks. Two for cocktails.
Oh, fine, fine.
Bye, Colonel.
Talked to the colonel.
Well, thank goodness. He was supposed to be here an hour ago.
Where was he talking from?
Upstairs. He came in the back way. He said he'd be down in a minute with the papers.
Good.
Remember, keep the conversation away from rocks.
We know that, stupid.
Yeah, but Higgins might forget.
Why should he?
Oh, we're in the money. You come on me, honey.
Higgins, Higgins, it sounds as if you've been celebrating.
Oh, I have. Yeah. Oh, please, don't tell Aggie you emptied the bottle of cooking sherry.
Well, don't just stand there. Pull up a chair and fall down.
Oh, Tom. Here, where's our co-partner, Mrs. Wainwright?
Oh, she's gone for a walk. She couldn't stand the strain.
At ease, everybody.
Oh, attention. Sir?
Higgins, you can stand easy.
You're wrong. He finds it very difficult.
By Jove, he does too.
I thought a little sherry would be welcome, so I poured some out for everybody.
Excellent idea, but don't give any to Higgins. Well, chin-chin, everybody.
Chin-chin.
Yes, sir.
You know, Mrs. Lyon, there's nothing I like better than a dry sherry.
Really? I prefer it wet. It's easier to drink.
Yes, quite so. Well, here's to a happy life to you all in this house.
Chin-chin.
You know, the air out here is simply wonderful, so bracing.
Yes, it should make you sleep.
Oh, it does. I sleep like a baby.
Oh, me too. No one has to rock me to sleep.
I say, speaking of rocks, which ones did you use in your rockery?
Have another sherry, Colonel.
Oh, thank you. I better not have too many or my hand won't be steady enough to sign those papers.
Oh, come now, Colonel, an old army man like you. I'll bet you could drink a dozen sherries and your hand would still be as steady as a rock.
Oh, that reminds me. I was asking you...
Oh, about... I have another sherry, Colonel.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I can't possibly drink as... I say, that's odd. I had two full glasses of sherry on this table and now they're empty. I wonder what happened to them.
Oh, I haven't got the faintest idea, sir.
Oh, so that's where they went.
Well, I drank a little toast to this dear old house. And then I drank another little toast to all them lovely rocks.
Oh, yes, the rocks. Tell me, Richard.
Another Colonel Sherry?
He means Sherry, Colonel.
No, thanks.
Oh, sir, about those papers for the house.
Oh, yes, I've got them here in my pocket.
Come on, Higgins. Aggie wants to see you.
No, she doesn't.
She wants to see you too, Mother.
Oh, all right.
Come on, Higgins.
Okay, Richard. Don't knock the rock, boy. Don't knock the rock.
Here you are, Lyon. These are the transfer papers. I think you'll find them quite in order.
Yes, they look all right to me. Now then, sir, if you'll just sign here.
Certainly. There. The house is now yours.
Did I hear someone say, the house is ours?
It certainly is, son. And now, Colonel, I have a big surprise for you.
And Pop's going to let you in on it.
Well, go on.
Well, I took one of those gray rocks with the yellow streaks in it and had it analyzed.
Oh, I'm very glad you found them so interesting. Their geological structure is most unique.
It certainly is. Do you know what they are?
Well, of course I do. I brought those rocks all the way back from South Africa with me.
What?
What?
Yes, they're very low-grade uranium. You see, I'm an amateur geologist, and... Lyon, your mouth's open.
I know. I only wish I'd kept it shut.
Morning, Florrie.
Good morning. Where's that stupid idiot you were silly enough to marry?
Now, that's not nice.
I don't feel nice. Where is he?
We had to go to London.
Yes, his office called him.
I'd like to call him something.
I think you're being very unfair.
Aye, and to think of how hard they worked to get the house for us.
Do you think the Colonel would buy it back at the same price?
Not if he's in his right mind.
I wonder if we could raise something to get our money back.
Why don't we do what the Colonel did and raise the price?
Aggie, you've got a happy thought there. I don't know how we can work it.
I know. What about telling the colonel that a big airline company wants this property for part of a gigantic scheme?
Well, that's not bad at all, if he'll only believe it.
Well, at least we'll deserve an E for effort.
Well, go on, somebody call him up.
Aggie, he knows all our voices.
Well, then we'll have to be an international airline. Put on an accent, everybody. Richard, go ahead. Call his private number at the barracks.
Me? Hey, why me?
Because you're the only man. You have to be the president.
Si, senora.
And if you want the French secretary, you call me, n'est-ce pas?
No, no, I call you Fifi.
Colonel Warwick speaking.
Ah, buenos dias, senor. My name is Don Carlos Rodriguez Emmanuel Maria Verdugo, presidente of the International Aerolino.
How do you do?
I'm very happy, thank you. Tell to me, you are owning the hacienda and the gardens across from the barracks.
Why do you want to know that?
Oh, momento, momento. I will let you speaking to my secretario, huh? Now, where is my 12th secretario?
You certainly have a lot of secretaries.
Ah, si, si. Adela, come on, talk.
Si, senor. Hello, Colonel Warwick?
Yes, who's this?
Bibi.
Bibi?
Oh, I mean, this is the airline BBOCC.
BBOCC?
CC. The British Bogota Overseas Continental Chile and Chicago.
I see.
See. And we are wanting to buy your hacienda and your property for 20 million pesetas.
How much is that in English money?
Momento, Barbarito?
Sí, señora Toro.
Diga, ¿qué es 20 million pesetas in inglesio?
Un momentito. 20 million pesetas to pounders in Republico is 10,000 pounders y 5 centavos.
Gracias. Hello, señor colonel?
Sí.
We are willing to pay you 10,000 pounders.
And 5 centavos?
Sí, sí, momento. President Verdugo?
Sí, señora.
You are speaking now.
Gracias, gracias. Senor Colonel, you will be selling to us?
Well, it sounds most attractive, but I'll have to speak to Mr. Lyon. I'll call you back after I talk to him.
Oh, but that is impossible. I will be flying to Acapulco. I telephone to you.
This is a bona fide offer.
Senor, you insult me?
No. Ring me this evening at the barracks. I'll be waiting for your call.
Bueno. Adios, amigos. He fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, let's telephone Mr. Lyon and tell him the good news.
No, Aggie. Let him think he's done it all on his own.
Ah, well, the kitten is now in the container, and Bob's your uncle.
You mean the colonel talked to Pop?
Talked to him? He went to town and had lunch with him. And they just drove up together in his Nibs car, and Mr. Lyon had a smile on his dial from ear to ear.
Oh, bless his heart. Now, remember, everybody, we don't know a thing about it.
Now, don't worry, darling. We'll all pretend to be very surprised.
I am going to let him take all the credit.
Have you got that, Ma?
Of course I've got it. What do you think I am, a dope? And don't answer that.
Well, hello, partners.
Oh, hello, darling.
Guess what's happened? Colonel Warwick wants to buy the house back.
That's
not all. He's offered us a 500-pound profit.
Oh, really? Oh, haven't I a clever husband?
Oh, you certainly have.
Here, Mr. Lyon, have one of the colonel's cigars.
Oh, thanks, Higgins.
I'll get your slippers, Pop.
And I'll pour you a glass of sherry.
Oh, and you must have some of your favorite biscuits to go with it.
You know, I feel as if I'm in the middle of a beautiful dream.
And now it's my turn, Ben. I'm going to give you a nice big kiss.
It's turned into a nightmare.
Oh, you silly old thing.
Here's your sherry, Daddy.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Now go on, darling, and tell us all about it.
Well, when the colonel offered me 500 pounds more, I knew I had him over a barrel.
Oh, you clever boy.
Well, a shrewd man like the colonel doesn't raise the price unless he's had a much better offer.
You're so right.
So, partners, he told me about the airline company, and I said to myself, why shouldn't we make all the profits so I wouldn't sell?
What?
That's right. Pretty smart, eh?
Yeah. Give us back my cigar.
Huh?
You heard him, and you can get out of my chair.
Have you all... Barbara, what are you doing with my sherry?
I'm pouring it back in the bottle.
But
What's the matter with all of you?
I'll tell you what's the matter. We were the airline company.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me.
Here your biscuits, Mr. Lyon.
Hey, Aggie, what do you think? Mr. Lyon refused to sell the ass to the colonel.
Go ahead, Aggie. Take the biscuits back.
I will, too.
Well, Florrie, aren't you going to join the Be Nasty to Ben queue?
Well, I was going to give you a kiss, but now I certainly won't.
Well, at least you're being nice to me.
You beast!
You'll feel better when you have a cup of tea, dear.
Oh, I think we all will.
Yes, come on, let's go in the kitchen.
I'm kind of thirsty myself.
Then get a glass of water.
Mrs. Lyon, is your husband home?
No, Aggie. He went out to buy some cigarettes about 10 minutes ago. He looks so sad.
Oh, I'm afraid we were all a wee bit too hard on him.
Oh, yes, I guess we were a little unreasonable.
Aye. Higgins and I have been talking it over, and we're perfectly satisfied to leave our money invested in the house. How about you, Mrs. Wainwright?
Well, yes, I suppose it's only fair.
Well, I certainly want Daddy to have my money. I hope Richard feels the same.
Sure. I still want him to have your money, too.
Richard.
I was only kidding, Ma. But since we've got everything tied up, I think we should turn the place into something that will bring us a little return on our money.
Well, maybe we could turn it into a country club.
Well, Mrs. Lyon, I don't think anyone would want to stay in a place with hundreds of soldiers right on the doorstep.
Oh, I don't know.
Charming.
No, if you turn the house into a family hotel, I'm sure it would pay off.
I think you're right. I saw loads of ads in the paper wanting places to rent.
I know. And if we turned the grounds into a tea garden, we could show a very nice profit.
Yeah, we'd get a flock of tourists out there in Salisbury anyway.
Then why don't we set up a stand outside and sell souvenirs and postcards?
Well, it's a wonderful idea.
My uncle had a place like that in Aldershot, and it paid for itself in 6 years.
We were going to sell this house.
Yes.
Boy, how stupid could we be?
Yeah, Richard, you and I could buy the supplies. I know how to cut a lot of corners.
Oh, hello, folks.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, Ben, darling. Am I forgiven?
Oh, sure, Florrie.
You know, I didn't mean all those things. After all, you're my dearest friend.
Oh, and that goes for me too, Mr. Lyon. I'm really ashamed of how I carried on.
Yeah, we all are, darling. Now, come on and sit down in your nice, comfortable chair.
Well, let me fix a cushion for you, Daddy.
Oh, thanks.
Have one of the Colonel's best cigars, Mr. Lyon.
Here are your slippers, Pop.
Oh, thanks, boys. Why is everybody being so nice to me all of a sudden?
Because we all want you to feel that we love you, Ben, darling.
And we're going to be your good friends to the end.
And we all think you're the cleverest, most wonderful man in the world, no matter what people say.
Doesn't that make you feel happy, sweetheart?
Never felt happier. I was afraid you were all still mad at me about the house.
Wait, you're hugging him. Do you know what's going to happen to this house?
Yes, I just persuaded the colonel to buy it back. Yes, it's the same figure. He's going to turn it into a hotel and tea garden.
Ben, I'm getting out of here before I murder you.
What's the matter with her?
Daddy, you gave our beautiful house away. I'm going back to London, and I'm coming with you.
And I'll have that cigar back, thank you. Aggie, I'll take you back to London.
I'm all ready.
Higgins, I thought we were friends to the end.
This is the end.
Hey, wait for me.
Hello, Skeeter boy. At least you're not mad at me, are you, Skeeter? Ouch, you bit me.
Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Harry Fowler, and Wilfred Babbage. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and B.B. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.